You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 91. So you've got this thing called a network marketing and home business now, right? So how do you manage it? How do you manage your business, your life, your family, and everything else that's already on your very busy plate while keeping your sanity? That's what we're going to cover in today's show. So grab your favorite beverage, sit back, and take some notes. Let's go. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Almer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Hey, it's Jackie Almer, and welcome to the show. Well, taking on anything else in life with our crazy schedules can seem like a recipe for disaster, but please remember this. Almost everyone who sets a goal to break free from a life that they truly don't feel like they own anymore, to fire a boss, to escape the cubicle, or just create more in their life, most often these people have to enter the dark abyss on the way to the sunlight. And what that means really is that we often have to work more, work harder, and work smarter and crazier in the beginning. Read the biographies of anyone, Richard Branson, Donald Trump, Robert Kiyosaki, the list just goes on. You can add your name in there too. So we're going to cover a lot, and for even more coaching tips and tricks, join me and a group of other focused business builders and leaders in my Inner Circle coaching program, jackiealmer.com/coach. All right, so let's talk about how to manage all this. First thing I want you to do, I want you to eliminate the word balance from your vocabulary regarding, you know, juggling all this, and I want you to substitute the word blend. That's right, substitute the word blend. We're going to talk about how to get almost everything done without going absolutely crazy. You know, one of the most important factors for your home-based business success is blending your personal and family life. You know, let's face it, many of us choose to start our own business because we want to escape the craziness of the corporate rat race. We want to spend more time with our friends, more time with our family, more time with the people who we love. And so in the beginning, it does seem a little crazy. We're trying to create this new lifestyle, but we find that we're working more, we're working harder, and sometimes it can almost seem like with a home-based business that the clock goes on 24 hours a day. And in some cases, that's true. It's not the traditional 9-to-5 that you've probably thought of or worked with in the past. And you know, that's okay. That's one of the things I love about being an entrepreneur. I can get up at 5 a.m, make calls to the East Coast, get some work done. Then I can go work out at the gym, walk on the beach, come back, maybe answer emails, go have lunch with my husband, come back, do a little bit of work, go out to dinner, go stroll on the beach again, do whatever. And then, you know, I can even come back and work to the wee hours and then take the whole next day off in the middle of the week if I want to. But it didn't start that way. I had to get very organized in the beginning. But the beauty of it is that you set your own hours. You set your own pace. You set the way that you want things to be done. But there's some key things that we're going to cover that are so important as we talk about getting this done, getting this accomplished. First of all, I want you to set some goals. Set some immediate goals and set some long-term goals for your personal life and your business. And while you're doing this, and I mean really, I really want to encourage you to take the time to do this, make sure that these goals reflect your values and your priorities. Make sure that these goals aren't what you've seen your friends set or maybe your upline or some other consultant or a book author, you know, something along those lines. They really need to start with you. They need to resonate with you. That's such an important part of it. You've got to set those goals. And those goals are going to involve a lot of different things. The amount of income that you need to possibly replace a job. The amount of income that you need to hire help. Whatever it is, get really, really descriptive. Get out a long piece of paper, several pieces of paper in a notebook, and write down everything you'd like to have that you don't have now. You know, whether it's a cleaning person for your home or someone to, you know, help with meals. Maybe you'd like a, you know, someone to help you as a chef. I mean, the sky's the limit. There's nothing that's not attainable in today's world. So sit down and set some goals. Then set some personal goals too. You're doing this because you want to spend more time with your family. So what's that going to look like for you? Where are you going to draw the line on certain activities in your business? Are you going to have set hours, which I recommend that you do? And as I say that, I'm chiding myself and hoping that I will soon take my own best advice. Sometimes I set on hours, on and off hours, sometimes I don't, but it's really important that you do that. The next step that you want to take is to get organized. I really want to encourage you to do that now. Do that this week, set aside this next weekend, whatever it is, but get organized. You know, even if you set aside 15 minutes a day to start top to bottom in your home and go through and get things organized, this is really going to be a key piece to your success. I'm actually considering doing part of, you know, maybe an upcoming once a month or once a week, since I do this twice a week currently on my podcast, maybe doing one for the next few weeks on organization and giving you some ideas on that. If you'd like that, send me a tweet. Just tweet me at Jack Yelmer and say yes on the organization tips, or post it over on Facebook at facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, or let me know, give me some feedback. If that's something that you would like to learn more about, definitely let me know, because I'm considering doing that as I'm mapping out my fall game plan for the upcoming podcast. But getting organized is so very important, and really for most of us, and I'm mostly talking to the women here. Men don't seem to struggle with this quite as much, although I know some of you do. But get your home organized, get your kitchen organized, your bathroom organized, your bedroom organized, and your workspace organized. When you have those things organized, it clears out so much of the mental clutter that can bog you down with the other key parts of your business. And believe me, mental clutter can be a deal breaker in your business, an absolute deal breaker in your business. So that's what you want to do, is really take some time to get organized. One thing that will help you too is keeping a phone log. Now, I know that sounds kind of old school and everybody does it a little differently, but I actually have a spiral notebook that I keep in a drawer in my kitchen or near my desk where I'm working, wherever I'm working. Right now in our beach house, my desk is actually my bar area, the island in my kitchen, and that's where I do most of my work. And so I have a drawer that's specific to my business, and I have this spiral notebook that I keep my phone log in. So instead of just, you know, kind of winging it, every time I get a phone call, I write it in this phone log. Then I can always reference back. I don't lose numbers. And that has really helped me a lot, the phone log. It definitely has. Then I also recommend being organized by keeping a notebook where every day you write down, kind of like a journal, you write down what your business building activities for the day have been. You know, who did you call? Who did you follow up with? What blog posts did you do? What'd you put out on social media? Really get into the habit of putting everything in there so you can look back and evaluate yourself on what is a successful day in your business. Part of being organized is creating those to-do lists too. Now, beyond just thinking about a to-do list, I want you to think about a to-be-done list or a done list. You know, the challenge is never creating the to-do list, right? I think most everyone would agree with that. There's no challenge whatsoever in creating a to-do list. And if you're like me and like most people, you can go on and on and on and on with your to-do list. It can be never ending. So you want to make sure that you are streamlining that by starting it with your top three most important things, your top three list. I like to sit down every night, the night before my next day, and write out what my to-do list is going to be. What do I need to get accomplished for the next day, for on into the week, etc.? And if I know if I do that the night before, then I have a much higher productivity rate the next day and a much higher likelihood of getting things done. So decide what your top three list is every single day, prioritize those, and make sure that if at all possible, you get those done first of all during the day. First thing off the bat, if you can clear those off your to-do list, again, that kind of tends to eliminate mental clutter and help us do better and do more. Now, don't forget to delegate. Okay, delegating is so important. As you write out a to-do list, look at that and see what you can delegate, not just to your family, but to who can you outsource things to? Do you really need to be doing every single thing in your business? Today with websites like Fiverr, F-I-V-E-R-R.com and Odesk and different things like that, it's amazing what you can get outsourced out there and free up your time to do a lot different type things, the things that really matter, those income producing activities in your business. So delegate whatever you can. Delegate household things to kids, other family members. Don't be afraid to ask for help in those areas. Now, one other thing that helps me with my to-do list and being organized is to block specific times in my calendar where I do specific activities. So for instance, I mentioned I do 2 podcasts a week currently. So I block that time off in my calendar and I do those podcasts back to back and then get them edited and set up on the blog and set to go out on the day that they're supposed to. So that helps me a lot. So I chunk my calendar time together. I chunk my calendar time for making phone calls, making follow-up phone calls, sending out direct mail pieces, doing team type things. If I'm checking in with team members to find out what's going on with them, how can I help them? How can I support them? I chunk that into blocks of time too. I do video shoots that are all chunked into blocks of time. So when you look at my calendar, you may look at my to-do list and you may look at my calendar, but it's very organized in terms of what I'm specifically going to be working on at specific times throughout the day. So while I may have 5 total things on my to-do list, some of them may be for more than one day. So if I'm doing podcast recording like I am today, I'm going to record at least 2 podcasts. So that's taking care of, you know, maybe all of next week or the following week, or depending on how far ahead of things I get. This is especially important if you're doing online activities like blogging, social media updates, creating infographics and creating visual marketing pieces and different things like that. All of these can be done so much more effectively and easily if you'll chunk your time. And one thing that I found and that I really love about when I do chunk my time together is that it makes me so much more productive because I get into the groove of things. I get into a real flow of how I want to make things happen. So that is a huge help with, you know, chunking your time together and doing that type thing. Another part of your to-do list and getting organized is really decide, you know, what can you live with, what can you live without within your day-to-day life too. You know, you have to decide what's important to you, and especially working from home. Is having your house absolutely spotless at all times the most important, or can you live with a little bit of clutter as you're growing that business and, you know, trying to remain productive? That's such an important part of the whole process too. Now, one thing that I really want to stress that's important to really manage your time, blend things together, and manage your sanity is to learn to say no. But learn to say no with finesse and constructively. It's to learn to be comfortable saying no and to learn to be comfortable not immediately saying yes to everything that you're asked to do. That's especially true if you're juggling kids and PTAs and, you know, work obligations and church and family and all that other stuff. Learn to pause and think about things. Learn to pause and think about things and say to others, you know, I'm going to have to think about that and I'll get back with you. I need to sit down with my family. I need to sit down with my calendar and I need to see if that's going to really be a fit for me. Now, another thing is to learn to only plan about 60% of your day. That's going to allow you time for adjustments of different things that come up, because new things always come up in our day. That phone call that we're not expecting, that's very important though, that we take it and that we act on it. Things with the family, all those different type things. If you schedule 100% of your time, you're going to find yourself in a pickle sometimes, you need to be flexible when something comes up that you need to be flexible on. So learn to only schedule a certain amount of time. Now, the next thing, this is important, and this is really, I'm reminding myself of this as I even say these words, and I was laughing as I put this in my outline and in the show notes, which, by the way, can be found at jackieelmer.com/091. Set on and off times for your business. Know what your working hours are going to be. Now, these don't have to be set every single day by any means. They don't have to be the same hours, but make sure you know each day when you're going to start and when you're going to stop. Now, again, with only scheduling part of your day and remaining flexible, that doesn't mean that we don't factor in certain times that we're going to be flexible and, you know, do those different type things. Absolutely, those kind of things are going to happen. But if you'll find that if you use your to-do list, you get organized, and then you set those on and off times, you'll find yourself being more productive throughout your day because you want to take advantage of that. You don't want to be glued to your laptop or glued to your phone or out networking all the time or different things like that. So schedule on and off times. And at the same time, learn to break up your workday, especially if you're working full-time at home now in your business. That's one thing that I had to do and that was so helpful once I started doing that. This is helpful for your overall well-being, health, and fitness too, is to get up at different times. Because I'm an online marketer, I can literally spend hours at my computer. Now, you may know if you've heard my story, my husband's an airline pilot. I'm an empty nester now, and sometimes 2 to 3 days in a row, sometimes I have the entire day 100% to myself, nobody else around. And I can find that I can easily get lost in cyberspace and sit at my computer for hours at a time. And I recently started having some hip issues and went back to my chiropractor. And the first thing she said was, wow, I can tell from your back, I can tell from the tightness in your upper back that you're spending way too much time at your computer without taking breaks. She gave me some exercises to do, but more than anything, I'm learning to only work 50 minutes at a time and get up and take a 10-minute break. And a great thing that you can do during that 10 minutes is to stretch. Do some yoga poses. Get your whole body involved in stretching. Stretch out your back, your upper body, your arms, your neck. Oh my gosh, the tension that we carry in our neck these days is just crazy. But learn to really break up your workday, and you will be so much more productive and so much more effective. It will just absolutely blow you away. So don't forget to do that. And then I mentioned I may have a long day. I'm an early bird. It's not unusual for me to be up at 5:30, 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. I've always been this way. I have an internal clock that gets me up usually by 6 or 6:30. It doesn't matter where I am in the world. I don't care if I'm in Europe or the United States. My body seems to know when the local time registers about 6 a.m. And that's give or take an hour to 30 minutes. I don't recall ever sleeping back past 6:30 in years and years and years. It's kind of funny. But anyway, that's okay. I've learned to accept that. I like that. I get a lot done. And it is kind of true. The early bird does catch the worm. But I can also, because I'm a home-based business owner, that could stretch till 11 o'clock at night. So I've learned to break up my workday. So I don't look at it as a 9-to-5 anymore. I may get up and work from 6 to 9 in the morning and then go take a walk on the beach, go to the gym, come back, shower, go to lunch with my husband, then take in some time in the afternoon, and then even take in some time in the evening, because I find that, you know, after my yoga class and different things like that, I can very often be very productive until later in the evening too. So I've learned to listen to my body, which is another key thing. I've learned to listen to my body and set those times that work best for me. When I'm feeling at my peak performance, that's when I want to do peak activities, if at all possible. So break up your workday and then listen to your body. Listen to your body and what it tells you. If you feel really tired, lay down and take a 10-minute power nap. This will really help you become more productive, and it'll help manage your time to where you don't feel like all you do is work, 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 work. Now, along with keeping that log of the different things that you do during the day, jot in there the time that you do different things. If you're making phone calls, follow-up phone calls, working with your team, calling people to host parties for you, depending on your business and different things like that, keep a log in there too of the times that you schedule those, and look to see what kind of productivity is in there for you. Do you find that you are more productive? So let's say that you're making your calls first thing in the morning, 9 in the morning. Are you productive? Are you setting appointments? Or maybe you get in your groove at 1 in the afternoon. Pay attention and see how well you do setting appointments, calling at 9 versus at 1, and see if your productivity levels, your attitude, your body clock and everything else plays a role in any of that. So keep that log and just see what happens. You know, part of all of this really is finding your own style. It really truly is. You have to find what fits for you. It's kind of like setting your goals. You know, that was one of the things that I mentioned. Set those goals, but set what really is going to work for you and find what's going to work best for you. What fits with your schedule, what fits with your style and your way of doing things. There is no right or wrong except what fits the best for you. Now, I want to encourage you as you're starting this, if you're just getting started, or even if you've been involved for a while, learn to make your home business a family affair, because your family is going to be affected positively and negatively by your business. Positively by the extra income that you make, by the time that you have, and all those different things. Negatively by the way that it can begin to impede on their life, their space in your home, and that type thing too. So sit down and have a good old-fashioned family meeting and really communicate with each other about what's going on. You be the one to start and organize the meeting. Share with people what your goals are, what your intentions are, how you intend to hold yourself accountable, and how they can hold you accountable too. Ask for their support and ask for their help. Let them know where you will be delegating specific things to them and how they can help you. And then also let them know what rewards they can anticipate from your success in your business as you keep it going. Ask for not only their respect and their help, but also ask for their cooperation. Okay, that's an important part of it. And that respect piece of it is important too. You deserve respect for what you're doing. And sometimes that's best earned, especially with a non-supportive spouse, by showing them the money. So you've got to dig down within you to find that ability to make it work and to show them the money. Now, another thing that you want to do in planning your sanity, and this is kind of timely because we're about to enter the holiday season, but plan ahead for the holidays. You know, I'm already looking ahead to my calendar and know when I will be mailing my holiday cards. I know when I'll be doing specific things that my business can benefit from because of the type of business it is because of the holidays. I typically know when I'm going to begin easing back on work too for the holidays. When will my daughter be arriving home from college? We're actually taking a trip to New York this year right after she gets out of college and before the holidays start. So I've already got that factored in. What does that mean? That means that ahead of time, I've got to pre-schedule podcasts, blog posts, shoot videos, do all that type thing. But it's September right now, so I have plenty of time. I actually have 3 months before that really starts. So if I do a little bit every day right now and I start focusing on that, so if I create typically 2 podcasts a week, I can now create 3 podcasts a week and plan some of those for the future and get those done. So that's one way that you can really begin to double up just a little bit on your to-do list now and plan for the holidays. And have fun with the holidays in your business. If you have a home office, decorate your home office. Make it very festive. Figure out how you can incorporate your business into doing something charitable. Okay, you might factor that in. How can you use your business to do something charitable during the holiday season? And then finally, make sure that you are not totally over-isolating yourself. Okay, it's easy to work at home and forget the water cooler. You know, the water cooler that you used to hang out at when everybody were in the cafeteria or the lunchroom or whatever, where everybody used to sit around and complain in your office. Okay, you can begin to feel isolated when you're working at home. So get out and get among people. Go to some networking events. Go to the coffee shop and take your laptop there and work. You know, set up some of the tools of your business so that it creates curiosity and gets people to ask questions. Okay, that can really, I have sponsored people from doing that, from taking my laptop to the coffee shop and surrounding myself with the tools of my business and working and making some quiet but productive phone calls and different things like that, and people get curious. And in a coffee shop, there's just something about a Starbucks or a coffee shop like that where people naturally communicate with each other. It doesn't seem to be such a closed environment, standing in line, different things like that. Pay attention. People will watch you. And while you're doing that, do something that creates abundance in the world. Do a pay it forward. Pay for your own coffee and the person behind you, their coffee, and then go sit down at your laptop and do some work and create some curiosity, not only through your generosity when they find out that their coffee's been paid for, but then they can see you living life, enjoying life, and thinking and working outside of the box. Those are some key things that you can do. So let's cover some action steps that you can take from this call. First of all, get organized. It's never too early and it's never too late to get organized in your business. Clean out as much clutter as you can and get rid of the mental clutter that could be bogging you down. Then don't forget to plan your day the night before. So plan for tomorrow today and use that to-do list and use that top three list so you know what your three most important things are that you need to accomplish for the next day. What can you say no to? Now, I really want to encourage you to take an action step on this. Go through and look and see what is it that you can say no to that's going to empower you, inspire you, and kind of open the door for you to realize that you don't have to say yes to everything that walks through the door of your business. People will pile as much on you as you allow them to. And then finally, get rid of excuses and adopt your own self-discipline. That's really the key to managing your time, managing your life, managing your business, and keeping your sanity in all of this. Get rid of excuses. Your life isn't any different than anyone else's. It's no busier. It's no more this, no less that. We all have the same 24 hours in the day. And yes, I realize that we're all going through different things at different times. I'm certainly not trying to make light of that. But you're dealing with what you're dealing with for a reason, and you have the ability within yourself to get yourself out of it. Just adopt that self-discipline and go get it done. Well, it's time for my iTunes shout out for a wonderful review from my friend Cindy Justice. Cindy, thank you so much. Cindy writes, Jackie is totally professional and gracious and always speaks to win and provide integrity. She doesn't offer any theory, but teaches skills and techniques that she has proven to be successful. It's always my privilege and pleasure to learn from Jackie. Cindy, thanks so much. And you've been entered into a drawing to win a free month of my Inner Circle Coaching Program. You can go to jackieelmer.com/iTunes. or jackieelmer.com/Stitcher and leave your review and be entered into my drawing for a free month of the coaching program too. Okay, announcements coming. Watch for my Done For You blog setup and coaching. It's coming at the end of September or 1st of October, and make sure you're on my list for any updates. ProfitInYourPJsNow.com. If you know me, you know my passion is teaching other people how to get out there online to build their business. And I love coaching on that. And so I'm introducing a new coaching program and I'm working on the details of that right now. Mastermind is coming up the end of October and I have some discounted tickets available. It's over $100 off the regular price. So just go to jackieelmer.com/contact-me. You'll see it on my blog over there, but would love to help you out with that. Again, show notes, jackieelmer.com/091. And I really do love to hear from you. So if you have a question or a comment for me, send me a tweet at Jackie Elmer. Let me know what's on your mind, and I promise you I'll respond. And if you have a question for the show, just add the hashtag Jackie Elmer on your tweet. You can also ask questions over at jackieelmer.com/question and include a link to your blog if you want. I'd love to give you a shout out on the show. All right, so that's it for today's show. Until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check. Good luck to you in your business. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at ProfitInYourPJsNow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, JackieElmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/StreetSmartWealth, and on Twitter, at Jackie Elmer. See you on the next show and have a fun, profitable week.